why do I care to worship Kalabhairava? Kalabhairava represents the highest and the most valuable categories for both the universe and as far as your personal life is concerned. He embodies the principle of time. Time is represented as Kalabhairava functionally by the ancient civilizations. By saying ancient civilizations, I do not mean in a derogatory sense that these people did not know anything other than gods and goblins. Gods and goblins are more real, are more relatable, more workable, more profitable to work with. So I'm not going to go into that, but let's go back to time as you can understand. Somebody came to see me from Richmond, driving 3 hours. And I told them, what happened to the space and time when you were traveling? They were both integrally involved. If you had a helicopter, it could have gotten here in half hour or 20 minutes. But you took 3 hours. Why? What happened when you took a helicopter? You speeded up. So speed is related to time and space. Time and space is not simply some new understanding that Einstein brought. It was, of course, very important to bring time as both dimensions, because the other two dimensions of length, width, and height are indeed about only space. And the fourth is time, and it is very difficult to conceive of time. He did a wonderful job, no doubt about it. But then, even more wonderful, more powerful, more profitable, is good to Kalabhairava, the god of time, the god of space, the god of time is also mind, so the god of mind. So he will give you a super space, a super mind, and a super time. Maybe a femto time or autos time. All these are possible with Kalabhairava. And there is no need for you to go study Einsteinian physics, which of course you and I can't understand. So what we can understand and relate to and get benefited from is Kalabhairava, and shake hands Kalabhairava, and then he is going to simply disappear. The disappearance of Kalabhairava. So the disappearance means that he is going from the disappearance of the mind, the disappearance of time. You will be timeless, you are mindless. Then what will you be then? Then you will be like God. God has no time. God has no mind. Well, no division. So it will be just fantastic. And how do you live this? That's the most important thing. You have to live Kalabhairava. How do you live Kalabhairava? You have to apply him to everything you think about, because you think about everything in a very limited time-bound, space-bound, mind-bound categories. That's the principles. You cannot think something outrageous, okay? Or say space also puts its limitations. All of them are related to it. So when you plan your event, you have to do it in two ways. One is time-bound, which is yourself, the bound, enslaved by lower level of cognition and behavior. I'm going to be in Christmas, means this place. A Kalabhairava is going to disappear. That's true. That exists. I'm not saying that you have to give up. You cannot give up even if you want to, because DC is far away from here. I have to travel an hour to get there, so that's not going to disappear. Maybe I can take a helicopter. and get there quick. But anyway, you have to, whenever you apply this to everything that you do in your life, then you will see that you are not constrained. You are not putting limitations. You've got to do it. Like, yeah, this is what my planning is, but I'm open world. Open to what? Kalabhairava. Kalabhairava, I'm open to you. To give you heavenly life, divine life, not bound by rationality, by three-dimensional space, or by anything. Kalabhairava is boundless. He disappears. There's no mind. So that is going to be a great thing. And even by lighting just a candle for Kalabhairava every day, and then just say, Om Kalabhairavaya Namaha, Om Sarnakrishna Bhairavaya Namaha, Om Kalabhairavaya Namaha, Om Kalabhairavaya Namaha. Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava, Udyamo Bhairava. Thank you, Kalabhairava.